There might be some reason that you are here and watching my tutorial. There might be some trigger performed that motivated you and moved you to these tutorials. It might be a motivation to learn something more about logic applications. Just like that. In logic applications, what you actually need to do is that you need to have a trigger. Trigger is something that is the first ever thing that is perform in the cycle of our logic application. For example, I just can simply trigger my logic application with a recurrence. Like, I just want to iterate that with a frequency of every 3 minutes. And in that, I'm having a frequency maybe a minute, a day, an hour, or maybe some minutes or some seconds, or I may be able to enter a custom value. For example, I just want to do that every 4 days, so I'll be able to do that. Simply amazing. Simply, I will simply delete that, say okay, and let's say I just want to do something really amazing, and I just want that I don't need any trigger or any recurrence or any event to happen. What I want to do is that I just want to get a URL where I can post some data, and as I post some data, the trigger should be performed. For that, what I got to do is that for example, if I just click on request, so here would be something, the URL that would be available to me, and in here, let's say if I just give it with a schema, okay. And let's say message colon any string, and there you go. So kind of JSON schema, and I can just post it here with this kind of body, and JSON schema matches, so it would trigger our logic application. And URL will be generated once I press save here, but right now I'm not gonna do that. I'm going to simply delete this, and we are going to see some more triggers. For example, here's something really amazing, that Facebook thing. When there is a new post on my timeline, for example, if I just want to connect my Facebook with Twitter rather than connecting my Twitter with Facebook, I don't have much of the options here. So what I got to do is that I will simply sign in here, and I can then just simply perform. So when it would trigger, whenever I'm having a new post on my Facebook timeline, which means my now Facebook is connected with other applications, and here are the steps. After clicking the new step, I'll be able to perform that. So now my trigger would be Facebook. Just like the same thing. There are a lot of triggers that are available out of the box, and we can just use them to trigger our logic application. Same like that, GitHub triggers and other triggers are also available. For example, if I just go scroll down, so GitHub triggers, Google Calendar, for example, when an event is added to calendar, I want to trigger something, maybe Instagram stuff, OneDrive, when a file is created, RSS, when a feed item is published, that's cool, we'll look at that. And SharePoint, and then Smartsheets, Trello, then Twitter, Visual Studio Team Services, and a lot more. And for example, if I just want to learn more, so the vendor list, Yammer, and YouTube, when a new video matches search and kind of stuff, okay, whatsoever is that. So these are the triggers, and you'll be now having enough idea what triggers are. And in next video, we will just simply explore the code view, and we will start with one of the triggers.